Wall Street shares get a boost from the latest employment numbers today.
The December jobs report didn't pack any surprises, with an expected gain of 155,000 jobs, and that gave stocks a boost. The Dow up 44 points to 13,435. NASDAQ climbed a point to 3101. The S&P advanced 7 points to 1466. Online shoppers hit the buy button hard on free shipping day in December. Comscore says online sales for November and December totaled $42.3 billion, a 14% rise over the year before. Samsung's lead in the smartphone market is expected to gain some distance over Apple in 2013. Strategy Analytics is forecasting that Samsung will sell 290 million smartphones this year, compared to Apple selling 180 million iPhones. Jason Brooks, CBS News.
And we go in depth now with Ken Bazinet. He is the associate editor of the Kiplinger Letter. Ken, thanks for being with us tonight.
My pleasure, gentlemen. Happy New Year to both.
Happy New Year to you, too. One of the words that's being used to describe this jobs report is unspectacular. What words did you come up with?
I spoke to several economists, both ahead of the release of the report in the last few days, as well as after the release of the report. And I think it's safe to say that this is probably closer to something fair to good. It came in slightly under expectations. However, 155,000 jobs created is still obviously a net plus. I think the consensus is that in order for us to see any kind of a significant bump in the next 12 months, obviously 155,000 jobs will have to be on the low end.
I have to be careful how I phrase this. Is 2013 going to be a lost year for jobs? I don't mean a year where we're losing jobs. I just mean because of all the spending battles that Congress is going to fight, it may just not be that great month after month.
Those are the wild cards that many people made their forecasts in December for the year ahead, probably not counting on fiscal cliff part two, as well as the expiration of the debt ceiling. And we also have a continuing resolution, which will either keep the government open or have it closed. Obviously, those are factors that you have to sort of, you know, now take into account, because they are things that we are going to see negotiated and debated here in town. But at Kiplinger, we're forecasting by the end of 2013, the unemployment rate at about 7.5%. And as we all know, it came in today at 7.8. So that's only a slight jump. We saw about 1.84 million jobs created in 2011, and we are forecasting something slightly better than that at this point.
We lost 8 million jobs during the recession. We've recovered about 4 million. This conjures up Japan, that took 10 years to get out of its recession. Are we looking at the same thing?
Well, I think we certainly know that it's taking some time, obviously. The problem is that we've seen months where expectations were exceeded, and then only a few months later, we would hit bottom again. We all saw what happened in June. But there's some reason to be optimistic. This December jobs report came in again at 155,000 jobs. The good news is it wasn't just seasonal holiday retail hiring, which are great jobs. However, many of them often go away. We saw 30,000 jobs in construction created in December, a cold weather month here in the United States, obviously, for most of the United States. And we saw 25,000 manufacturing jobs created. At Kiplinger, we feel that manufacturing jobs are the holy grail of the employment sector. When Americans are getting put to work to use their hands and their minds and to create things, those jobs tend to stick around for a while, and that's very positive. By the way, it was the auto industry more than anything else that really helped with the creation of manufacturing jobs, and that means good things all the way across the board. That means people are buying cars, so you see growth in retail. So there's a real positive trickle-down effect there. There's a chance that we can see a better than 7.5% unemployment rate by the end of the year, but we need to see some evidence of that probably sooner than later. And more importantly, we need to see consistency throughout the year.
Ken, we'll have you back on to talk about it maybe next month and certainly beyond that. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
All right. Ken Bazinet, he's associate editor of the Kiplinger Letter.